Thank you for calling. Hello.
Is David there? Hi, is David in?
No, this is Tom.
Is David in?
Yeah, for sure. May I have your name?
Jody.
All right, hold on. Okay, so, hey, Jody, this is David again.
Hi, I'm not sure what just happened, but you guys transferred me to a conversation of somebody else paying a $3,000 bill with American Express. But you guys so much just let me listen to the credit card, just so you know.
Yeah, I don't know why the call was disconnected or having some...
No, I was listening to somebody almost give you guys... Like, you almost just let me listen to another customer and give them the credit card. American Express is $3,000.
No.
I just listened to the conversation. So I could have just continued to write down his credit card number. So you got to just be a little more careful.
No, I think that was my finance department, so I think there is someone who is signing up for their services.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, like, you just transferred, like, I was just in, like, I could hear somebody's conversation.
Yeah, I think there was a misunderstanding. The call was connected to the wrong extension. So that's why I just take the person over the phone with me. I'm just transferring the call to the right person who is basically having worked with you regarding the prices. Okay?
Okay.
Just give me a quick moment.
I'm probably not paying any more prices, though, so I don't know why we're doing this. Like, I have no more money to spend. So, in fact, I'm going to be probably asking for a refund because this is you. I should have said this ahead of time.
Hello, thank you very much for staying on the line. This is Ronald. How are you doing?
All right.
Am I speaking with Jody?
Yeah.
Okay, great, ma'am. So I believe you are facing some problem related to the pricing for what Mr. David quoted you.
Well, you guys didn't tell me that a week
for
later,
the content, right?
You charged me $2,800, and then I didn't include content.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something you should have to tell me ahead of time?
Okay, let me guide you about it.
When I pay for a website, no, I don't need you to guide me about it. When I ask you guys to build me a website, do you think that means build me half a website and then wait for a week, then ask me for more money? Is that, or should you just say up front, this is what it's going to cost? This is not acceptable. It's not going to be a great review if the way things are going right now. This is not good. This is not how you run a business either.
If you wanted more
money for the content, you should have said this includes this, but the content would be this much more, right? I didn't know I was going to pay $2,800, and then not even like you guys haven't designed anything yet, and you're already asking for another $1,200. And this is U.S., which Canadian is way more money.
Okay,
like,
I listen to you.
I'm not paying any more money.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to explain things to you, all right? So we don't have any misunderstandings related to the payment or what you have paid. I totally got your point. I do apologize about it that you were not informed, all right? Let me tell you what happened is that. So when someone plays the order for a website, right? So mostly clients provide their own content in their own wordings because it's their website. If they have written something for their website, they usually provide the content for each and every page. If the client don't have the website content and if they need professionals to help them with the content, so our professional content writers write down the very user-friendly content with the Google, right?
I don't need to listen. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be rude, but he already did the whole, I don't need to listen to your whole spiel, the exact same thing. I know what it does. I don't care. What I'm explaining is that you guys should have told me that this doesn't include content writing. You got to write your own website. If I wanted to just do what you guys are doing pretty much is what GoDaddy does. I could have paid $12, $50 on GoDaddy and got it designed. I got you guys to do this because I'm not very good at the writing. This is why I got you guys to do this. I now have to pay another $1,200.
Matt, if you let me speak, I totally got your point. I totally got your point at the very first time, which when you told me this whole thing, right? That's why I apologized about that. And if you compare our company with the GoDaddy, I will say that then you should go with the GoDaddy and see what they do with you. We receive many clients on a daily basis of like who switch from GoDaddy to our company. It's just because GoDaddy show you, like, we are providing you the website in $12 or $20 or $25, and then they will ask you for the payment for each and everything separately. There are many hidden charges out there, right? And also,
no,
they don't even provide you.
It was off GoDaddy. And then, you know what? I paid $12, then I paid $10 for domain name. You guys charge me $2,800, and you're not even going to write them.
They're on GoDaddy. They don't provide you the ownership of the website until and unless you are paying them. They run your website, and once you stop paying them, your website is gone. They don't even provide you the website files. They don't provide you the ownership of the website, and they just provide you their basic templates to build your own website.
What did I pay you guys to do?
For doing the custom website designing, which is unique, not related to any other website, designing from the scratch, this is what you paid us, and develop the whole website for you, including each and every functionality, right, and everything. So
can I just get a refund? Like, am I able to get a refund? Because if I can, I want a refund 100%. You guys should have told me this ahead of time. You should have said this is only to design, not
like
to do any single writing.
This is what I'm saying. If there is any miscommitments, I do apologize to you, and I provide you the content writing services just to make it up to you free of cost from my side. I will provide you the 5 pages website content free of cost, all right? So what I will do, I will ask Mr. David to send you a website questionnaire form, which you have to fill out and send us back so that we can see what are your relevant keywords related to your industry you are looking for, and we will write down the whole website content for you and provide you in a Word document so you can review them, and then you can give the feedback. You don't let me even speak, ma'am.
Okay. Sorry, I did not think you were going to give it to me for free. I thought you were going to give
No.
Sorry.
No. If there is anything like this, I'm the one who you can speak with related to the payments which you have made. Okay?
Okay. I'm sorry. Thank you.
This is not we are. Like, we are here to build a long-term relationship with our clients so they can get the more services from our company. It's not like that.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Very good service.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
I'm so sorry. Thank you.
All right.